Welcome to A Very Outspoken Christmas. It's that time of year to crank Mariah Carey in the car and begin your Christmas shopping.
Our names are Amy Kate and Sophie Tauber. We're identical triplets, and during the festive season, we have an identical opinion. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. In this special series, we're discussing all things Christmas with help from some influential Australians.
Four for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco.
And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Hello and welcome to our fifth episode of A Very Outspoken Christmas. I can't believe it is only 8 days until the big day. It's literally going too fast. I don't want it to be over. Our favourite part of Christmas is definitely the lead up, so we hope that this episode today puts you in a more festive spirit. On today's show, we're joined by the incredible Courtney Magnan. Courtney owns global brand agency Spin & Co. with her brother Sam and has just started her own stationery brand. Courtney is just as obsessed with Christmas as we are, so we think you will thoroughly enjoy today's episode. If you do want to hear more from Courtney, she has her own podcast called She Was the Fire. We hope you enjoy the episode.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
She was.
So, Courtney, thank you so much for joining us for this special Christmas edition of Outspoken. Now, we're so excited to have you on because we feel like you love Christmas just as much as we do.
Yes, I'm so excited to be on. Christmas is like peak joy time for me. Like, I wait all year for this time of year. It's so exciting. Thank you for having me.
Starting out, when do you think it is an appropriate time to start getting into the Christmas spirit? Because this seems to be quite a controversial question for some.
I mean, for me, Christmas is always in my heart all year round. But I think, like, with regards to the shops and things like that, I think October, like, it takes time to put all those displays in and people need time to, like, buy trees and Christmas decorations and all that. So I feel like October is fine. And within our, like, family, we always put our stuff up in November because, like, it's so much effort to put those trees up. Like, I don't want to just have it up for 20 days and pull it down. Do you know what I mean? Like, so we always try and get some longevity out of it. So I feel like November is like a good start personally. And then I feel like for the shops and stuff, October is a good place.
Is there a specific marker that signifies that Christmas has really started for you? I mean, for us, I feel like it's jacaranda trees popping up or, you know, the decorations coming in the store. Is there something that's quite significant to you that says, yes, Christmas is finally here?
I think there'd be two different things. One would be like Christmas carols when they start to like come on when you're walking through the shopping centers and they have like all their fairy lights go up. You kind of get into that vibe then. But also I think for us, the end of year is insanity for our businesses and we work, you know, months and months and months to work up to that Black Friday period. And so as soon as things start getting really hectic here, I'm like, the season is upon us. It's not necessarily a positive thing, but you definitely like feel like, okay, it's coming. And we work for months to have like special Christmas gifts for clients and all of that. And so when that all starts to get very stressful, that's when I know like it's here.
Do you know what I love? Because a lot of people whose jobs get really busy around Christmas, they tend to hate Christmas. But what do you think it is, I suppose, the psychology of it all? Why do you think it is that you love Christmas? Did your family make it particularly special when you were a kid?
Yeah, I think that my parents always like went all out with the, you know, making sure that it's like Santa brought all these. And it was like a very special thing for us. Like even to the point where my mum had like a gold reindeer hoof made that they like left outside in the grass and I kept it brought in for show and tell and everything. And so it's always been a really big deal for our family. We always get together, you know, with our extended family around Christmas too, and there was like lots of kids. And so I think it's just like a really special time for us. And, you know, I've never really worked in retail, so I think that that probably would be quite a triggering job to be working in this time of year. So I've been lucky in that respect, but yeah, it's a big deal for our family. Each one of us really have it as like the pinnacle of our year.
Do you still have the reindeer hoof? Like, is that still something that your parents have in their house?
Yeah, my mom still has it. I haven't seen it in a while, but it's like my mom always has those, you know, the weird baby things that they keep. She still has that one.
Oh, I love that.
Thanks, Dad.
That's okay.
I had to hand it to the kid. He could be enthusiastic about some truly crap presents.
Wow, a tambourine. Thanks, Mum.
When did you... I mean, this is a hard one as well. When did you stop believing in Santa? I feel like we all sort of still have that Santa alive, but it was there
what
a time.
What do you mean?
Ooh, yeah, I know. I know. Well, yeah, when did you have to, you know?
No, I feel like Courtney, you would have been the same as us. We were those kids at school who would have arguments with other children. You know, when those kids would be like, he's not real. And you're like, he is real.
Yeah, I'm exactly like that. Well, for me, it was, I remember it so vividly because it was my year four teacher who told the class that the Easter Bunny wasn't real. And so, like, you know, you put, you know, one and two together, or one and one together, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, if the Easter Bunny's not real, then everything's like unraveling. It's like the Tooth Fairy, Santa, it all goes, you know?
That is so funny because that's what happened to us as well. But sadly, I think it was in year six, maybe five or six.
Year five.
Because we had to, we were tasked with writing letters back to the kids that had sent letters to Santa, and we actually went home very upset.
But it was the first day of year five, and he's like, oh, you'd all know by now that Father Christmas isn't real. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my mom was so furious. She like went down to the school and was like, how dare you ruin that for my daughter? But I feel like people would like catch on a lot earlier now with the internet and social media. Like surely kids are sort of catching on a bit sooner than we got away with it a bit longer, I would have thought.
Exactly right. But I have seen some amazing apps. There's this one that we downloaded and you can pretend to call Santa and he kind of responds to you and it's pretty amazing. So hopefully that's making up for the fact kids can now Google. Hopefully, I mean, because I think Christmas was never the same once Santa wasn't real.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, because my brother is 5 years younger than me, I sort of kept it up for him. So it still made it feel like very special to me anyway. So I had like a few extra years after that. But yeah, it's never quite the same.
My dad is Santa Claus.
So. Now, when it comes to decorating, Courtney, do you think it the earlier the better, or do you kind of hold off until a particular date to get your Christmas tree up?
No, earlier the better. It's so much effort to put it up. And for me, I have like a PowerPoint timer. So you can buy these things like $10. You can buy them at Woolworths. And it's like an adapter that you plug into your power socket and then you put your Christmas lights into that and you have an app on your phone and you can set a timer. So the lights go on every day at 5:30. So the minute I walk into my apartment, my lights are already on and it's like joy the minute I walk into my apartment every single day. So it's like the sooner I can get that tree up, the better.
Oh my God, we need to start implementing that. We're not as organized, but that's a great idea. I was going to say, you were the very special person that put us on to Balsam Hill, and I literally stalked their Instagram page for like 2 hours that night. Can you tell us about your tree and what makes it special and the type of decorations? Like, do you have a specific theme each year? Do you change it up?
Well, with Balsam Hill, it's like, obviously it's not a cheap thing to buy. They're quite expensive, but for me, the real selling point was that the lights are already in the tree, because one of the worst parts of the year is one, pulling the lights out and then regretting that you didn't put them like away organized the year before. And then like when you get to the end of it, you just throw them in the butt. You're like, oh, whatever. You know, and that's the worst part when they're all tangled. And that causes like all the family fights as well. You stand still, I'll go here. You turn 12 faster, you know, that's a nightmare. So I decided that it's like, you know what, I had moved out of living with like housemates, my brother and his housemate. And I thought, I'm putting a tree up alone. Like, I'm pretty little and Sam was really tall. So I thought, I have to do this alone now. Like, I need to, you know, make this a little bit easier on myself. So that's why I committed to paying the extra money. But they last so long, Christmas trees. Like when you spend like, when you get a good one, they can last for like 10 years. So I really made sure that I invested this year. But yeah, our family is sort of, my mum and dad were big on like the ones that you can decorate and like the, you know, the baubles that mean things. But then Sam and I are very like, no, it needs to be aesthetically pleasing. And so everything needs to be the perfect gold and the perfect placement and all of that. So we're very specific with our decorations. It's like that episode of Friends where everyone's decorating and then Monica turns the tree around for it to be like perfect. That's what it's like in our family.
We've got that struggle because I've got a lot of sentimental ornaments that were my grandparents, so I feel obliged to put them up and I do like it, but I always feel like I need two Christmas trees, one that is aesthetically pleasing.
No, I am against innocent trees being cut down in their prime and their corpses grotesquely dressed in like tinsel and twinkly lights.
Are there any special traditions that you've carried on from your family?
Well, it's always been a tradition that we always get together for the Christmas tree, like putting that up together. So we still every year go back to Mum and Dad, Sam and I, and put it up. Actually, tonight we're all going to Sam's house to put his Christmas tree up, and this will be last year I didn't do it myself with everybody because it was my first Christmas tree. So I had to buy all my decorations from scratch. So it was kind of like I was just adding them on every time I went shopping until I had enough. So now that I know that I've got the perfect ratio, I can now have people over this year to help me put it up. But yeah, so we always do like the family like tree going up ceremony, I guess. But other than that, no, we don't really have those. Like I know some people do that. You're allowed to do one present the night before, and we don't really do that. We just do the normal, like everyone gets together for Christmas. And the way that my mum's family works is obviously there's like lots of she had three brothers, and then there's lots of like family in-laws. So one year it will be Christmas Day that we all spend together, and then the next year it will be Boxing Day. So then all the family in-laws get to have Christmas Day the following year. So it's like we alternate. So that's just like a tradition as well that we go to, and it rotates between each like family member's house every year.
Oh, that's a good way to share it up. I know that's always hard. There's always seems to be some sort of argument about who's going where. I was going to say tonight, with it being the big decoration night, is there a special soundtrack you guys listen to?
Well, Sam is like exclusively Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé.
I love that.
And then, of course, there's like a couple of Celine Dion. She hasn't had her own Christmas album, but there's a few of her individual singles in there.
I love that. And is there a special food that you'll eat tonight?
Yeah, so it will be like a cheese platter and also chocolate-covered sultanas.
Yum, that sounds so good. I'm actually so in awe that you guys are putting the tree up. Is it November? So, because this is obviously going to be pre-recorded. Is it November 3rd today?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I respect that.
There's mad respect for that.
Yeah, because we get real Christmas trees, and that's the only downfall, that you have to wait until December.
Yeah, we did that a few years ago, but I just found it so hard because the ornaments just never quite sit on there safely because the stalks are not quite as structured as like a fake one. So we, and also the cleanup and the watering is a whole drama. So yeah, we haven't done that for many years now.
Yeah, I know. We are, as we've spoken about on the podcast, trying to make that transition to the artificial tree. It's going to be tough. As Amy said, maybe we need one real, one fake.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We keep asking everybody, do you think it's too much for Sophie to spend $1,000 on a Christmas tree? Because her boyfriend's saying that's absurd.
For me, like, it's something that goes up for like a month and a half in my home every single year, and it will last for like 10 years. So for me, that's like, it's an investment that I'm willing to make. And you know, I know that when I used to live with like ex-boyfriends and things like that, we'd always have like these shitty ones and the break, and all of the like branches would become like very sort of like little bits and pieces would be all off the floor, and so it would be very light kind of thing by the end of 2 years. You have to buy another one. You just kind of like keep rebuying them, and then they get shittier and shittier. So I just like decided to invest, and we have one. We have the Bolton Hills. Sam has one. I have one. We have two of them at the office as well, because we take it very seriously at work. It's like they're very good quality ones, and I'm happy to invest when I know it's going to last me a long time. If it was only like 2 or 3 years, then yeah, probably I wouldn't be spending that much. But it also like puts itself together, like it just folds up and then it just pops out kind of thing. You don't have to like put in each branch, which you do with a lot of the like Kmart and Meijer ones. So it takes literally like 5 minutes to put up, so it's so quick.
I feel like you've sold me on it. I mean, I'm just gonna have to splash out and get one. Well, I think from that,
just play this back to Brandon and you'd be like, well, you know,
I'll just pay for it myself. He said he put $100 in, and I was kind of like, might not be enough money for
they'll
that,
but buy the top branch.
Yeah,
I bet our Denise will be worried. She's never cooked a Christmas dinner before.
She's never ever bloody cooked at all before.
Do you want a leg tomorrow, Dad?
I'd love a leg, Denise.
Do you want a leg, Mum?
Oh, yes, please, Denise.
Do you want a leg, Dave?
Oh, yeah, please. My dad usually has a leg as well.
Right.
Bloody hell, Denise, what are we having up? A bloody octopus.
Well, moving on to the day itself, what does a typical Christmas day look like for you?
Usually it's at my mum's house for breakfast, so I'll just wake up in the morning, whatever is like a reasonable-ish kind of time, so probably around like 8, 9 o'clock. I'll go over to mum and dad's, we'll have breakfast there, and then we kind of just like hang out throughout the day. And then around probably like 3 o'clock, we usually will go to Brisbane, depending on whose Christmas it is, we'll go to Brisbane and have that with like mum's extended family, and we'll just spend the day with them. But this year we're planning on, you know, pending COVID, going to Canberra to see dad's family for Christmas Day. So that will be a bit of a different one, but it's usually always spent with like extended family members.
And do you eat anything particular? Like, do you always have to have a roast or seafood?
Well, it really depends on whose house it's at. When in the breakfast in the morning is always like a full cooked breakfast, like sausages and eggs and baked beans, the whole thing. Mum usually does all of that. But when it's at like my auntie's and uncle's house for like the afternoon, it's usually like that barbecue kind of vibe. There'll be a few bits and pieces of seafood there, but yeah, it's usually like a barbecue.
And I'm a really big fan of some of your recipes that you share on Instagram, especially the quick and easy ones. Do you have any Christmas recipes coming up that you'll be sharing?
Actually, I do like a non-traditional super basic Rocky Road that I could probably share, which is like basically you just like cut up Alan's snakes and like put those in with it and marshmallows. And then, yeah, you do your chocolate. So it's like super simple and like really sugary, but it's delicious because sometimes the ones with like too many nuts and like coconut, it's like a little bit overwhelming. And I also do, and this is not quick and I hate doing it every year, but it's like my favorite thing and everybody loves them. They're like these sweet meatballs that are like a entree kind of thing and they're delicious. So I'll probably share that on my Insta story at some point, but that's not a short process, but they're like 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow. I look forward to seeing them. I love those little recipes. We always have to make a gingerbread house too. There's been so many Christmases where Kate and Sophie have been on Christmas Eve making this bloody gingerbread house that never gets eaten.
Yeah, you panic, do it. And it's actually hellish to make. And you're like, why am I even doing this? But you feel like you've got to do it because it's your tradition.
Yeah, there always is. It's funny with Christmas. There's like all these specific things. Actually, the night before Christmas, I always read The Grinch, like the Dr. Seuss book as well. And I always watch the movie as well on Christmas Eve. And then some years I'm like, I'm an adult, why am I reading this book? But I'm like, no, it's this tradition. I read the book, like, you know, you can do these silly things on time.
That's so cute. We always watch the carols by candlelight with our family and it just becomes this sport of everyone laughing and just making awful comments, but that's just our family.
Well, that's more our dad.
Yeah, that's more our dad.
I love where it's just like they're just ringing out all the people that have been in musicals. And it's like, who's this? Who's that?
I'm so sad that High Five aren't in it anymore. That was like
they've been in it for years.
I know, but that was my favorite. Now they've got like Looney Tunes, and I'm not down for that.
No. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. He's not very far away. Time to hang your stockings
up. Tomorrow's Christmas Day. Talking about Christmas Day, do you have like any tips for choosing the perfect Christmas Day outfit? Because I know we always struggle because you're like, you're really just going and sitting around, you know, your family's home, but you kind of still want to look nice.
Yeah, I actually didn't even know that it was a thing that people got dressed up on Christmas Day, to be honest, until we do the PR for Pacific Fair here. And it was like, we had to do like an Insta story about Christmas Day outfits. And I was like, isn't Christmas Day outfits just like the most casual, like least hot thing you can put on given we're in Australia? Apparently people get dressed up for it, but my rule is just generally like what's comfortable, and also like you have to have some kind of theme involved. So like, are you wearing white, red, or like gold? Usually I have like an earring on that's like a bit of a like Christmas shout out, something like that. But usually it's just like, you know, denim shorts and a t-shirt. I don't really do anything too over the top because it's just so hot and you're just sitting around with your family. Like, it's not a fashion show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that because, you see these people wearing, like, gowns on Christmas Day.
Oh, my gosh,
and I'm like,
sorry. I'm calling bullshit on Kate. I always go casual and Kate and Sophie are like, oh, you can't wear that. And I'm like, it's at our family home.
Our definition of casual is very different than Amy. I remember one Christmas she's like, I don't know where I need to borrow all your stuff. So
You gotta wear something in the morning to get a nice photo, and then you can get into your like comfy clothes when you overeat.
In the morning, we always like I'll go to mum's dressed in my Peter Alexander Christmas like ones, and so will Sam. We wear our Christmas like Peter Alexander Christmas pajamas always.
That is so cute.
See, one year I actually want to do that really wanky thing that I think it's the Kardashians and all celebrities seem to do, is like have all the matching pajamas. Yeah. Like I really want to do that, but then it comes around and then I see the price and I'm like, oh, I'll buy them in Boxing Day sale and wear them next Christmas, and then it never happens. I think this year the three of us need to get matching pajamas.
I think Cotton On have some really cute, like, matchy-matchy ones, and they probably will be, like, a better price than Peter Alexander, so you can check them out.
That's probably more my price limit now that I've bought a house and have no money.
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
And Courtney, for those who follow you, they will know that you're, of course, an organisational queen. You've even brought out your own stationery line to help others stay organised. What are some of your tips for getting organised this Christmas?
Well, I think it's actually super important because it's a really high stress season for a lot of people. There's a lot of pressure involved, and usually you'll spend a lot more money this time of year on gifting people, and then it's like, oh, I don't know if I'm like friendly with them, but I might feel obligated to buy gifts, and it's like, you know, just bloody endless. So I think for me, it's definitely about getting in early and really thinking through what I'm buying, because you can really save some good money on Black Friday with the Black Friday sales if you are prepared enough. So why would you pay more if it just means you got to get, you know, yourself together a little bit sooner? So I always try and organize myself to make sure I've got like a list, so that when it comes Black Friday, I can save, you know, like 30% off everything. And also when you go to places like Sephora and Mecca, they do like gift sort of packs for things. And so you don't need to give someone the whole pack. You can like pull the packs apart and give like little stocking stuffers, and you can save money doing it that way as well. So it really is about being like quite organized to make sure that you do save the money, because otherwise it becomes really stressful. You leave it to last minute and then you're spending more, and then you've got all the crowds and everything. And I also feel like for me, I always usually do my Christmas shopping, if I have left it, at night, because it's a lot less busy later at night during like the Christmas season, I have found, rather than like on the weekend during the day.
Yeah, I love not Christmas shopping at night. We have a tradition with our cousins where I think it's the, well, in Adelaide, there's only one day when it's open, like 24 hours. So we'll all go there at like 12 o'clock at night and help our cousins get their last minute gifts, which is crazy, usually hellish though.
Yeah, it's always packed, and it's always just men that are just in there getting last minute Christmas gifts. They're just in Pandora lining up.
I think here it's like some of the shops stay open like in the week leading up to it till like 10 o'clock. So if you go there around like that 8 o'clock mark, there's not that many people, and then the fairy lights are all lit up and there's Christmas carols going on, so it's like really nice vibes and not as busy. And also it's like, I live in Queensland, so it's very hot this time of year, and it's like not as stressful when you're like carrying all these bags, there's people around you in the middle of the day, it's like very sweaty. So at night is definitely a better idea.
That sounds so nice. Just is getting me excited to go Christmas shopping. It's like something I actually enjoy doing. Well, you just touched on before that it gets super busy with your businesses. How do you balance your workload and also time to have fun Christmas activities?
Well, for me, it's about prioritizing. Christmas is number one on that list. So I've got to make it work. I don't really know that I have like any great advice for that. I'm like a workaholic, and so I will just work myself as much as I need to be able to then make time for my Christmas arrangements and like, you know, social life. And I try to like book them in as far out as I can, so I get an idea of like where I'm going to be at with things and not leave things to the last minute. So it's about putting the work in now, so that I'm not leaving everything to the last minute and then it's like, oh, I'm supposed to go to a party tonight, but I have to stay at the office. So I just try and like prepare myself for that. But yeah, balance is not really my strong suit. So I don't know if I'm like the greatest person to hear about from balance.
Look, you put Christmas as the number one priority, so I feel like a lot of people listening will be able to relate to that. As a business owner as well, how do you keep your staff motivated during the Christmas period? Because I've seen a lot on your Instagram where you do your little motivators during the week. Do you do lots of that kind of stuff during the Christmas period too?
Yeah, well, in previous years, we haven't had as many staff, so I don't know exactly what I'm going to do this year. But last year, we do like all the years prior as well, we've done 12 days of Christmas. So we sort of start it around the 1st of December, and then everybody gets to pick like a little lucky dip gift. And so everyone was getting like little things every single day. And then, you know, we have people like choose the Christmas carol playlist that they want to put on and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I always sort of play games with my stuff, and everybody here is really into Christmas. We ask it when we hire. No, we don't ask it.
The tick box, yep, likes Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, everybody kind of is very excited this time of year. So we don't really have an issue with motivating our stuff. We have a great group of people, and, you know, we do energizers and games all the time, so they're kind of used to that. But yeah, it's just about sort of making it special for them. And we always do like a normal Christmas party, like lots of businesses do, where it's like, you know, you go out somewhere or you do whatever, but we always do Secret Santa as well. And we also do like a one where everybody brings a plate for one of the days as well, so that everyone can kind of like feel like they're getting amongst it. And then obviously Sam and I then pay for one later on in the year as well, for us to like everyone to go somewhere. But we do one where everyone in brings a plate, so that it's like feels very inclusive, and lots of people from like different countries with us. So people bring like, you know, their mum's Polish Christmas dish, and then like we've got a Brazilian dish, and it's all like a bit cute and interesting.
Oh wow, I want to come and work for you guys. I feel like you have got the Christmas atmosphere right. Like our office, I'm trying to implement some Christmas decorations at the moment. But you, Sophie and Amy, you've got your own business, so you should start doing that stuff for each other.
I heard that you guys have a Christmas committee, which is something I feel like Amy and I have got to start up. What actually goes on in these meetings?
Well, Christmas gifting is a big deal for us, for our clients and for like press and things that we work with. So every year we always leave it to the last minute, and we always like to make it like a big deal and make sure it's not just something very general that we're sending people. We want it to sort of stand out in the gifts that they're getting from everyone. And so we try and put a lot of thought and effort into it, but then we always takes forever to think of these great ideas, and it's always last minute. So this year we wanted to just make sure that we had this committee so that we were getting the ball rolling really quickly, and there's some really cute ideas. Now we're doing some videos to support it on social. We have like a whole Christmas tree ceremony that we've planned, so everyone's gonna attend. We're gonna like put on food and stuff for us to put our Christmas tree up in like our main foyer and like a whole thing. But yeah, the Christmas thing is just the Christmas committee is about assigning, like, someone's in charge of the decorations for upstairs, someone's in charge for downstairs, and someone's in charge of gifting, and someone's in charge of like the decorating for the boxes for the gifting. There's like a whole process that goes into it, and I think there's like everyone apart from like two staff are on that committee, and it's optional. Everyone can do it if they don't have to if they don't want to. I think there's literally like two people not on the committee, so everyone's very invested here.
So are they getting fired? No, I'm just joking.
The Grinch. Max, let's go.
To finish this off, we really wanted to do a quick fire Christmas quiz with you.
Oh gosh.
Don't worry, it's not scary. So, gold or coloured lights, which do you prefer?
Oh my God, I can't believe you're asking me that question. That is outrageous. Of course, it's gold. No, colour, definitely not.
If you could only watch one Christmas movie this year, which movie would it be?
The Grinch.
Hot or cold custard with your pudding?
Hot.
What's the best and worst Christmas present you've ever received?
The best, I would say, as a child, I got a cubby house that my dad had like fully made custom, and it had like Courtney's Place written on it. So that was pretty cool. And as an adult, Sam bought me a Balenciaga handbag that I wanted like for a very, very, very long time since I was like a teenager last year. And that was like the dream bag. So that was very exciting. The worst, I don't actually know. I don't think that I can think of any bad ones. That's pretty boring, but yeah, no.
No, that's okay. We just sound ungrateful because I think our worst, this is going to sound really mean. I hope Mum's not listening. Well, she is, but she built this present up like, oh my God, like this is your main present. And I'm so excited for you to see it, blah, blah, blah. And we opened it and she'd got our degrees framed. Back to the questions. The other important one is tinsel or no tinsel?
Well, we don't do tinsel. What we do is like the sprinkle of the tinsel material. What do you even call it? You know how like you can get the string and it like, yes, so like you cut it up and then you like throw it on the tree. So we don't do tinsel, but we do it in that way. So it's not like the big like rope of tinsel. It's like the chopped up tinsel. Does that make sense? You know, yeah, it's like a long string. Yeah.
Yeah. The other one is, do you call him Santa Claus or Father Christmas?
Santa Claus.
What about roast or seafood on Christmas Day?
Well, I'm allergic to shellfish, so I'm going to go roast.
Cool. Well, that's all the questions we had. I think you passed our quiz, even though it wasn't a pass or fail thing. But just lastly, we just want to give you a bit of a plug because we've been following your journey on Instagram and you've been sharing a lot about your stationery range, which we absolutely love. And we feel like it would be the perfect Christmas gift. Can you tell us a little bit about it? And I suppose maybe some of the items that you think would make a really good Christmas gift this year.
Yeah, so I launched it yesterday, pretty much. I think that, yeah, it was yesterday. It's been like a whirlwind at the minute. Like, I don't even know what day it is. I don't know what I was thinking trying to start like a side hustle when I already have three other businesses. But yeah, I just, last year I had like a cancer diagnosis. And so I started to like really reflect on what I was doing this year and like what my like passions were, and organization and productivity is like something that I'm really passionate about, and something that's really resonated with my followers and people in my life. And so I just thought like, oh, maybe I should start giving, like making something that like what I do, because I get people asking me all the time, like, oh my God, how do you put your to-do list together? How do you use your diary? And they always like want advice on that. So I just thought, maybe I'll just make it myself and then give it to people. And that's what I started doing earlier in the year, where I was doing like free printable downloads. And then people started saying like, well, we want a like physical thing that we can buy. And so I just thought, okay, well, I can do that. So yeah, I started my own side hustle doing that yesterday. And yes, there's like planners that are like to-do notepads. There's also shopping lists. There's this really great, if I do say so myself,
they're amazing.
Quote calendar that, you know, I'm really obsessed with like quotes and getting your, you know, your mind in a positive place at the start of every day. So you sort of flip over to a new quote every day to get your mindset in a good place. And so, yeah, and then there's some like cute pens as well.
We're in love with your range. So I feel like everyone has to go and check it out. And I feel like it's a perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah, even just for like a stocking stuffer, or, you know, you can go get the quote calendar for your best friend. It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people have been buying like multiples for Christmas gifts and things like that. So yeah, it's been really amazing.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again. If anyone wants to go listen, we spoke to you, I think it was like during COVID time, like during dire COVID time. So we'll link the episode below if anyone wants to listen to that. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing if you buy the Christmas trees from Bolton Hill. I'll be following
we'll
along.
We'll keep you posted.